Bill O'Reilly here, Monday, March 14th, 2022. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Here's what's happening today in America. Vladimir Putin escalates the violence in Ukraine. Anti-war protests hit Russia. Iran fires missiles toward a U.S. airbase in Iraq. Adults report more anxiety than any other time in history. Also, very quietly, the USA is under attack. We'll tell you how. But first, the Russian military expanding its operations inside Ukraine. American journalist Brent Reno was shot to death by Putin's army while driving his car near Kyiv. Another reporter was hospitalized after being hit by shrapnel. A Russian airstrike near the Polish border killed at least 35 people and injuring 130. Quite a weekend. The UN believes 1,300 Ukrainian troops and 6,000 Russian soldiers have been killed since the conflict began on February 24th. Anti-Putin protests breaking out across Russia and Europe. Demonstrators rallied in Berlin, London, Amsterdam, Paris, Warsaw, and other major cities. Small groups also gathered in Moscow and St. Petersburg despite threats from the Kremlin. At least 700 Russians were arrested over the weekend for opposing the invasion. 6,000 Russians have been taken into custody over the last 3 weeks. It is now illegal in Russia to publicly criticize Putin's war. Iran firing missiles towards the U.S. consulate in northern Iraq. No injuries reported. Leaders in Tehran calling the attack a direct response to an Israeli airstrike in Syria. The Ukraine situation also derailing negotiations to restart the Iran nuclear agreement. President Trump, as you'll remember, withdrew from that in 2018. The Biden administration now working to circulate more oil from Iran because of the high gas prices. A survey from the American Psychological Association finds 87% of Americans experience significant anxiety every day. Biggest sources of stress include financial troubles, COVID, growing concern over nuclear war with Russia. 9 in 10 parents say the pandemic has damaged their children's development. In a moment, an attack on this country. Right back with that. Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD. 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. America under siege, and most don't know it. A billionaire, George Soros, is after Presidents Putin and Xi of China. He wants them canceled right now. The 92-year-old Soros recently wrote an internet column saying they were enemies of democracy. The Soros line that caught my eye, quote, "We can only hope that Putin and Xi will be removed from power before they can destroy our civilization," unquote. Well, this is rich, pun intended. The shadowy currency trader is outraged by the two totalitarians. In the column, Soros claims he is promoting democracy. How nice. In the real world, George Soros himself is sieging America, donating untold millions of dollars to destroy the criminal justice system and influence voting patterns. According to Forbes magazine, Soros is worth $8.6 billion and recently pumped $125 million into something called Democracy PAC, run by his son, Alexander. As you may know, but most Americans don't, George Soros is a driving force behind electing far-left prosecutors. He champions their insane soft-on-crime policies, like no bail and failure to enforce criminal statutes at all. If you follow the news, you know the situation is dire. Thousands of Americans have been killed in cities like New York, LA, Chicago, and Philadelphia because violent criminals are often not prosecuted by corrupt DAs and commit more crimes, many of which kill people. So, while the radical leftist is railing against violent foreign leaders, his cash is fueling dangerous American streets. Whether it's open borders, massive intrusions from homeless drug addicts, demonizing the police, or a permissive view of narcotics, George Soros and his heavy wallet are on board the pain train. I have no doubt that Soros wrote his condemnation of Putin and Xi as an attempt to rehabilitate his own image in the USA. The damage this man has done to our society through his Open Society Foundation is incalculable, in my opinion, and it's completely legal. His lawyers know how to get around all the donation laws. Putin and Xi are obviously dangerous to the world, just as Soros is a danger to America. His unlimited money is quietly used to advance the most radical politicians and causes. I call him the Prince of Darkness. And if you don't believe me, look him up on Google. Then think about the horrific rise in violent crime, the collapse of civility, the porous border. So it is absolutely hideous to see this guy virtue signal over the Russian and Chinese dictators. I know what you're doing, George. Bucks instead of bombs. Both are agents of destruction. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by writing it. If you'd like more honest news analysis, please visit BillO'Reilly.com, where you can see me on television. In a moment, something you might not know.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Now the O'Reilly update brings you something you might not know. Every second Sunday in March every year, Americans, with the exception of Hawaii and Arizona, lose an hour of sleep in exchange for more sunlight. We are talking about daylight saving time. Springing forward has been a practice in the USA for more than a century. But according to the latest polls, 70% of us are ready to ditch the switch. All the clock craziness dates back to 1895. Professional insect collector George Hudson wanted more daylight hours to gather bugs. He made his case before the Royal Society of New Zealand, but the request was denied. 10 years later, English architect William Willett had a similar idea. He called it British summertime. Despite a few interested politicians, including Winston Churchill, the idea was ignored. All that changed during World War I. To conserve fuel, Germans moved the clocks ahead 1 hour. The Allies quickly followed. Congress abolished the daylight saving time practice in the 1920s, but President Roosevelt brought it back during World War II. He called it war time. Richard Nixon resurrected the policy in the 1970s to conserve energy during the oil crisis. There is just one problem. The extra hour doesn't actually save energy. Studies show Americans actually use more fuel during daylight saving time. Recent reports find a 20% spike in usage during the summer months. Much of that, air conditioning. And here's something else you might not know. The American Medical Association believes daylight saving time is bad for our physical well-being. In addition to losing sleep, the time shift has a negative impact on everything from car accidents to workplace injuries. It even increases the risk of heart attacks and strokes. Again, this is according to the American Medical Association. So, there are now movements to lock the clock in more than a dozen countries, including the USA. But I like daylight savings time. Here comes the sun. Back after this.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.